So he drove me to the ranch, and I'd pay him a couple of bucks every other day to take me to the ranch. Because Quincy was going to school in the afternoon. She hadn't gotten a license yet. This was 5 or 6 years ago before she got her license. Mm-hmm. And, it was exactly, she was a freshman that year, and she's a senior 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he drove me from September through the summer, and he'd spend the nights, he'd come out and sleep in the car for it, and I'd lend him the car to go home and change his clothes and bathe and clean up and come back, and I was very good to him. So one day I said, Albert, you better not let your license, I don't know what, out of a clear sky. I said, Albert, don't let your license lapse because I don't have insurance if I don't have a licensed driver. Mm-hmm. I said, let me see your license. He says, you know, that's a pretty good question. I said, why? He says, I lost my license about 8 months ago for DWI. Now, he had been driving while intoxicated. Uh-huh. They take the license away from him on the first offense. On the second offense, it's a felony. Mm-hmm. And he had lost his license for driving drunk. He'd been driving men. I got cold and hot sweat ran off of me. Mm-hmm. If we'd had a wreck, where would I be? I have a ranch. I have a business property in town. I'd be as liable as, man, I'd be a sitting duck in the pond. Mm-hmm. And some crooked lawyer would break me. I'd have to kill about 8 people to get out of it. And then I'd go to the penitentiary. At least it would stop. Mm-hmm. That's the only recourse that a good man has is murder. If you kill a man, you can get by with it. Now, if you kill him while he's on your property, you can go murder him and say, well, I was crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. They do it every day. Man killed a girl in Harlingen, one of the leading attorneys of the county, Claude's granddaughter. Shot her with a double-barrel sawed-off shotgun, and the people next door yelled at him, and he shot them. Sid didn't know what he was doing. He was crazy. He'd been living with this girl, and she ran him off, and he went and got a gun, came back and killed her. She was a bit of a rat herself. There's no need of whitewashing her. She probably deserved what she got. Because if what stories are go around, there's bound to be some truth to some of them. Mm-hmm. She can't be right every time and everybody else wrong. The whole world can't be wrong and she's the only one that's right. They were all out of step with Johnny, you know, when he was parading down Fifth Avenue. Look at him. They were all out of step with Johnny. The whole regiment was all out of step. Johnny was the only one in step. That was an old war song in World War I. I don't remember the song, but that was part of the theme of it. Mm-hmm. So this fellow went out to the ranch on a Sunday night, mm-hmm. and he took a damn rat with him. And they broke in the back window. And they drank and they left cigarette butts all over the place, and they left a pint bottle with about that much whiskey in it and some Southern Comfort and beer cans all over the place.
Up at your place?
Up at our place, yeah. Right there, where we were yesterday.
Uncle showed me the tin you had
over the windows. They pulled that up and broke the window to get in. Mm-hmm. So the next Thursday, which was the 9th or 10th, because Sunday was going to be Joe's first, he was 4 months old. He was born in May, 12th of June, 12th of July, 12th of August. He was going to be 3 months old, mm-hmm. on Sunday. A little girl, Karen Grossinger, who rides with Concha quite a bit, and owns a horse out there. And Concha and I went out and rode, and that Thursday we had an aunt of Concha's was teaching in a daycare center. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of little underprivileged kids that the mothers have to work, nobody leave them at home. They have one over here, and she was working there as a aide to